Hey, Carlos, jumping in this last game against Cincinnati, and I know yesterday was took some of the, I guess you can call him the supporting cast, Harrison Bader, that home run that he hit to kind of get you guys going. And for him, who's struggling, sometimes when we see him scuffling, he's rolling everything over. How important was it to see him go the other way to right center for a homer?
Yeah, good sign, especially against a lefty, you know, fastball up and away, and for him to just using the whole field and just driving it with authority. That's a good sign. Like you said, he's been pulling off a lot of ground balls to third base, a lot of chase. But to his credit, he never stopped working. And the messaging with him is just kind of like with everyone else. Like, you got to stay ready, even though he's not getting every day at bats. Just find a way to stay ready and continue to contribute and help us win baseball game. And that was the case. We know the defense. He's an elite defense. We know the way he runs the bases. He impacts the game in so many different ways. But it was just good to see him get a hold of one yesterday.
And speaking of which, Francisco Alvarez seems to be taking better and better swings. The contact's starting to show up. What are you seeing that is enabling him to kind of create that better contact?
Yeah, I think he's getting in a better position to not only make swing decisions, but to drive the baseball. And I think him going up the middle, you know, we've seen some hard contact towards the middle of the field. And that's a good sign for hitters. You know, he was another guy that was pulling a little too quick. The front shoulder was flying open. And then now the past couple of games, you know, we've seen some, like I said, hard contact out the middle. And when good hitters are doing that, that's a good sign too.
So you and the other coaches and some of the players broke out the hoodies yesterday. It's starting to get a little colder, and these are human beings out on the field too. And I know hitting in the cold sometimes can be a struggle. What does it feel like right now? Is this kind of good to get going in September, feel the cold before October when it gets really cold?
Yeah, 100%. You know, you're playing meaningful game in this weather, this late in the season. That's some good signs there. You know, it feels like, okay, we're getting to the fall. We're getting to what we hope it'll be, not only in September, but October. It's always great to go out there. And like I said, especially playing in front of our fan base, you know, it was a really good crowd, electric. I'm just glad that the boys are playing well and we found a way yesterday again.
Now, the bullpen, as the years go by for any different team, it comes and goes. And right now it seems to be working out. When you can go in and pick a different guy, a different look, and it works, how much does it help their confidence just at this point of the year knowing this is what I can do, I just did it, as you build towards October?
Yeah, it goes a long way. We know we're deep. And then we got a lot of different looks, and it's just them getting the messaging of, like, whenever your name is called, whenever we give you the ball, you know, there's a good chance you're going to have success. Just trust the staff. And, like I said, there's versatility. They've been great. Different looks, lefties, righties. So they've been in a really good run as of late, knock on wood. But also understanding that they're human, you know, they're not always going to be perfect. And that's one thing that I like about this group is their ability to move on from a bad outing and just kind of flush it off and just have that next day mentality. So, and you guys that have experience, and some of the younger guys that, you know, they continue to come up and get huge outs. And, we've seen that.
Giants or Jets?
Oof. You got to put me in the spot here. I'll hope for a good game for both of them.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.